Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
At some point, you're going to get sick of this song.
At some point?
I mean, we've even got Michael Mackey privately calling into to Sam saying, no more B-52's Love Shack when I'm on the show.
Is that his song? He did say to me earlier today, I never thought in my life that I would say I was Love Shacked out, but you guys have done it.
There's better songs by the B-52s, way better songs.
Which I think is his argument. Yeah. But for whatever reason, Scott always goes back to the same pool.
Well, I go to their biggest hits. I'm in the radio business, and in 35 years, I've learned you play the hits.
I mean, Scott Parks tops charts.
There's songs and I know you love the song, your guilty pleasure song is We Built This City by Starship.
It's the song that I should hate, but I love.
That group made so many better songs before they were Starship. The song Jane by Jefferson Starship, that is a hit-bobber.
What about White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane?
White Rabbit? Volunteers.
Volunteers. Ooh, you're going deep.
Oh man. I was like a wild, I was a Woodstock child. I should have been.
You're like 44 years old.
Commander 45. Jesse Reed, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey everybody.
Welcome. We're glad to have you, buddy.
I got emotional. I'm in Kansas City, you probably are aware of this. Your phone's probably buzzed. Jack Caglione got his first hit for the Royals. It was a double.
Oh, did he today?
It was an RBI double in his second at bat.
Good for him.
Yeah. I got a little misty. I'm really excited about him. I mean, who isn't? Well, I'm not special because of that.
hang on. Let's dig a little deeper into your psyche here.
Okay.
You got a little misty-eyed over a grown man getting his first hit?
I mean, it's just I have good vibes about what this means for the Kansas City Royals.
So do I.
Yeah.
And you cried?
No, I wasn't crying.
In front of your kid?
I wasn't crying. It was misty. It was misty. I smiled and I went. We were driving over here to the station and he got the hit and I got a little misty. Yeah.
22-year-old taking the big stage, stepping up to the plate, literally.
I just love the story. And then he got on second base and he barely cracked a smirk. I mean, like, act like you've been there before. Mm-hmm. That's what my coach used to say in high school football. Like you've been there.
When I coached youth soccer for 20 years, I had a policy. You can cheer your brains out on your first goal. After that, it goes in the back of the net, and you walk straight back to the half line.
You act like that's what there. Was supposed to happen.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
So on your first goal, cheer all you want. You want to go crazy? You want to do a cartwheel? You want to run around, go kiss your parents? I don't care.
It's like when I first came on the show. You get the first time that you got to meet me, you got to act all...
Yeah, I acted like a... I was
the first time? You mean every time?
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. The first time I met Jesse, yes, I'm a huge Top Gun fanatic. I'm a weirdo about it. You know what? We watched Top Gun Maverick again last night.
I know you did. I need Jack to get one more hit today. Promo code KMBZ on Underdog, and I will be a very happy man.
Oh, why? Did we gamble on it?
Well, no, it's not gambling.
Did we bet on it?
It's not betting. It's underdog. It's fantasy sports. Turn that baseball knowledge into profit.
Can you win money? Just
anyway,
clarifying.
One more hit from Jack would be great.
Yeah. No, it's like Dungeons and Dragons. You just get points.
High fives.
Yeah, high fives. Everybody's like, wait, hey, good job.
Speaking of gambling, I taught Evelyn sitting here with us today, and Ainsley, my daughters, how to play Texas Hold'em years ago.
And how old are they?
How old are you again? She's 12.
And how old's Ainsley?
She is 14, about to turn 15. Well, and it's infuriating to play with them.
Why don't we just let them drink while we're at it?
It's like, it's teaching them a game.
Well, I mean, if you're playing poker, you got to have a cigar. And if you have a cigar, you got to have a scotch. I mean,
there's no smoking in my house.
We put a spittoon next to the table and let him chew some tobacco. Maybe a little Levi Garrett.
And when they ask for a whiskey, they just give me a. They're just like, pour me a whiskey. No actual brand.
They don't even. It's a hand signal. It's like,
just a whiskey.
One,
like in an old western. What do you have? A whiskey.
Anyway, it's good to have you, man.
Yeah,
welcome.
Good to be here.
Welcome. All right, let's get to it. Federal and local authorities are investigating a firebombing at a Tesla collision center in Lenexa earlier this spring. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms offering a reward up to $5,000 for information leading to an arrest and a conviction in the April 3rd arson case. It was around 1:05 in the morning. Surveillance footage captured a vehicle pulling onto the shoulder of I-435 near the Tesla facility at 101st Terrace. A suspect lit and then threw two Molotov cocktails at the rear of the building and then drove away in the same vehicle, according to the ATF.
Where did the obsession with Molotov cocktails come from recently?
I don't know.
I mean, I thought that this was an old wartime weapon, and now we're seeing them everywhere. Tesla dealerships.
If I'm not mistaken, the Molotov cocktail dates back to the Russian Revolution in, what was it, 1912?
And they were used because they didn't have enough materials to make enough grenades.
Vodka.
They had plenty of vodka.
We've got vodka and fire.
What will we do with this? How you say, make a big bomb go off with lots of fire. Yeah.
Explosion.
No, I have full faith that they're going to find this culprit. Didn't take them long to find the culprit in the state line incident, alleged culprit. Yeah. They don't like it when you throw Molotov cocktails at $120,000 vehicles.
You know, people. And quite frankly, I am so over the distaste. Well, let me rephrase. Let me rewind my tape for a minute. I'm so over. I don't agree with you politically, so I'm going to do something to you.
Thank you.
You know, the Elon Musk, however you feel about him, whether you love him, you hate him, I couldn't care less. I don't really have a dog in the fight with him. But the people that work at the Tesla dealership in Olathe...
That's who you're really hurting.
That's exactly right. And the people that work at the Tesla dealership on State Line Road, those are the people that you are hurting. Well, they're your neighbors. They're the person you sit next to in church.
Not to mention, if your goal is to target Elon Musk, he's not paying for that truck to be fixed.
It's insured.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing you're doing is committing a felony.
you're going to go to prison
and hurting regular people.
Yeah, I mean, this kid in Parkville who allegedly burned a couple of vehicles at the Tesla dealership on State Line, I think went out to school. Was it Boston University or Boston College?
Massachusetts, I think. Mass U.
Was it UMass? Okay. And if he's convicted, and there's a strong probability that he will be. He's done.
Yeah. You just ruined your life. Congratulations.
For what?
Yeah.
A political point?
And you won't really be remembered that long either. You'll have your day in the news.
Yep.
You'll have your moment.
I can't even name him.
Yeah.
I don't even know his name.
Yeah.
So if it was fame you were looking for, you failed.
Yeah.
If it was a political point you were making, we got it.
I can.
Well, and so that's the other aspect to it. And I saw this too. I used to live out in the Pacific Northwest before we moved back to Kansas City. And there was a lot of instances where entire freeways would get shut down by people protesting. And I'm like, okay, I support you know, your right to peacefully protest. That's great. That's freedom of speech.
You fought for it.
I did. Yeah. And so does everyone else in the military today. They support and defend that to the death. But when you take it past the line where now you are intentionally inconveniencing the average person who's trying to go to work or whatever,
just trying to make
you're not persuading anyone to your side. You're just, if anything, you're pissing them off.
Yeah. If anything, even if I agree with you, you're stopping me from getting to work or getting home to my family. And now I'm starting to question whether I really believe in what you believe in.
If I was on the fence about it, that just took me farther away from your side.
Bingo.
Yep. Exactly.
Bingo. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How come your channel 59 is different than my 59?
I don't know.
Confused.
We have the same cable.
Oh, she's doing a Dana on me. She's taking away my TV because she's playing with the controller over there.
That's the only John Fogerty song I know, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's the only John Fogerty song anybody knows.
Wow.
I'll be honest, I'm not a fan.
Just compared to CCR. CCR was so gritty.
Yeah.
And then that was just a little poppier. It's kind of like Eric Clapton for me when he got later in life. It just got a little too.
Name someone who left a huge band and became bigger as a solo artist. Ozzy Osbourne.
He got it.
Beyonce.
Okay. That's a good one.
Madonna.
Madonna wasn't like, in a band before that.
Or not Madonna. who was No Doubt?
Oh, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, thank you.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think that was Madonna. I don't know.
All right. Story here from thehill.com. Tip screens are everywhere now, and many consumers say they are now officially and finally fed up. According to a new Bankrate survey, 41% of Americans say tipping culture has gotten out of control. up 6 percentage points from last year. Among Gen Xers and baby boomers, it rises to 45%. Quoting here from Bankrate industry analyst Ted Rossman, the high cost of living is a headwind, and many people resent all of the tip creep that has occurred in recent years. Pre-enter tip screens have become a particular pain point, with nearly 2 in 5 respondents saying, it's annoying, we're done. That negativity coincides with a rise in digital tipping tech, now appearing everywhere from takeout counters to coffee shops. Even self-checkout machines at the airport are asking for tips. And Sam, did you not tell me that at Arrowhead, when you go through the self-checkout, it asks if you want a tip?
Yes, and if the game is currently happening and you run out to grab a bottle of water, 2 bottles of water and 2 hot chocolates to be exact, it was cold outside, and you hear the crowd cheer, you will panic and hit the 10% option. And then you just tipped no one like $7 and you pay $52 for 2 bottles of water and 2 hot chocolates. And no, I'm not still bitter about it.
It's just gonna ask you a little question there on the next screen.
I got that. So the other day I go out to have coffee with a coworker, and we go to the Starbucks just down the street, and I ordered an iced tea, a small iced tea. That's all I wanted. We were just going to visit. And he got his order and everything, but he got there before me. And the young man, he was very kind, very polite. I don't want to take anything. I'm not a Starbucks person. I think it's like the giant conglomerate. You know, I'd rather go to a mom and pop coffee shop, but
he, I don't really like the coffee.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't order it. And that's why I ordered the iced tea.
They burn all the flavor out of
it. They really do.
It's true.
It's over roasted.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Starbucks, but whatever. That's where he wanted to meet. So we met. And the guy, I literally ordered a $4 iced tea. $4. Where am I at? Kauffman Stadium? And he turns the screen around and he goes, just going to ask you a little question. Well, I know what the question's going to be. So I grabbed 2 quarters out of my wallet and just threw it in the jar and proudly hit 0. And I don't know why it felt so good to hit 0, even though I tipped him 50 cents.
I mean, I feel no shame. People talk about like the guilt or the tip shaming where you have to go through and click other and then hit 0 3 times and then hit enter. I feel no shame. I will do it with a smile on my face. Did you do anything for me? Oh, you handed me food through a drive-through window. Thank you.
So during COVID at the Detroit airport at one end where all the food is, there's a little player piano. They're playing songs with nobody sitting at it.
It was automated.
Yeah, it had the little player, you know, so the little keys are moving like there's an invisible person playing. But
so
it's just
like, it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, but it's playing the piano and there was a tip jar there.
Did anybody tip?
There were dollar bills in the tip jar.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam.
Certainly appropriate times to tip. Obviously, we just moved. I tipped the movers very handsomely. It was pouring rain outside, and we had them move some very heavy items. But when I go to a drive-thru and you are forcing that little screen at my face saying, would you like to tip? No. Are they not paying you enough? But if you go out to eat at a nice restaurant, I'm an aggressive tipper. I tip too much when I go and sit down at a restaurant.
I agree with that.
Even if my service is terrible, I don't give anything below 10% because I know that that person needs to go home and eat and they don't need to be punished. Maybe there were some factors that were out of their control that made my service terrible. I don't know.
I was just going to say, they don't control how quickly you get your food.
Right.
They don't control how quickly you get your drink. All they're tasked with doing is getting it to you when it's ready. And I'm with you, Sam. I agree with you on that. Although I won't tip below 15 because it's not their fault if my food comes out a little later than I thought. But they are, you know, they're the public face of the restaurant.
They're providing an experience in addition to the product.
Right. But and also, I think this is important. I don't know what kind of day they've had. You know, did they find out that morning that their dad had cancer? Did they find out that morning that they do?
Well, there is only one time that I remember specifically that we only tipped 10%. It was a very nice restaurant that we went to. We racked up a $350 tab. We were there for 2.5 hours. We saw our waiter twice. to get water refills and to get drinks, I got up from my table and walked over to the manager who was standing by the front desk and said, hey, I don't know where our guy went. We still tipped him 10%.
Yeah.
There is, and I don't know when it started. It was probably during COVID when pianos play themselves and apparently you have to tip them. Why not? I don't know where this crazy tip culture started. But there's always been a handful of industries where you're like, yeah, of course I'm going to tip. Restaurant. Mm-hmm. Hairstylist? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course.
I do.
Movers? If you want a good move, you better tip them. Why am I drawing a blank now?
Now, do you tip before the move or after the move?
Okay, so that's a great question because I used to be a professional mover.
You did?
That's how I worked my way through college.
Renaissance man.
I also had a CDL. I drove trucks.
He was a furniture humper.
I mean, I wasn't flying F-15s or whatever.
So was my
old
cat.
Stop, boys. Let's pull back.
I was talking about moving.
So in the moving lexicon, when you move a couch, for example, into a house, you're humping the couch. Okay,
I got it.
It's called humping.
Let's
furniture.
Please say not hump. Let's not hump anymore furniture.
Okay, so anyway, do you tip before or do you tip after?
What I do when on my last move 4 years ago, I made sure that when they came to the house in the morning, I was ready with an 8-pack of cold Gatorade or soda, whatever they wanted. Then I let them know that they would be getting lunch on me. And that if I was satisfied with the move, there would be tips around. That's how you, quote, ensure a good move.
So I didn't have any cash when our guys showed up. And I mentioned the other day they only had 6 items to move. So there was no time for lunch. It was a 30-minute ordeal. But I did say to them before they started, do you guys prefer cash or just directly through the payment system?
Well, you heard it here first, folks. If you hump for Scott, he will buy you lunch.
If you hump my furniture, I will buy you lunch and I'll tip you well. Now, I remember when I was a mover in college, worked for Century Van Lines in Leavenworth, and we only did military, either, you know, coming from Name Your Base or more often than not, it was officers coming to Fort Leavenworth to be students at the college, right? And I remember there was this one full bird colonel. And he had bought a house in, I think it was in Lansing. And he came from overseas in Germany. And so we had overseas crates, which are different than your regular moving truck. And we opened up this one overseas crate. And I was the crew chief on this move, which meant I was the one who had all the communication with what we call the shipper. That's the colonel. He's the shipper. And so we opened up this crate and I pull out his what looked like a very expensive china cabinet, and there is a saw through the back.
Ooh.
And but enough where it destroyed the china cabinet. It was no longer of use. Mm. They made sure the saw was attached to the back, but it went through the top and down through the midsection of the china cabinet.
Is this like vandalism?
I guess you could call it that.
Wow.
And it said on the back, in big giant Sharpie, no beer, no good move. Yes, because in Germany, when we moved back, the one thing my parents did, they were so smart, was they bought a case of beer for the Germans to drink while they were loading up all of our furniture. Wow. We had a perfect move. Everybody knows that over there.
Wow.
When you're getting sent back to the States, you get them a case of beer and you'll have a good move. But it just said on the back, no beer, no good move. And I was the one who had to go tell him.
So I do that. I leave a case of beer for the garbage truck guys.
Really?
When they come. If I got a lot of stuff that
is going to be. So they get all hammered for the rest of their route?
Well, I don't think they drink it there, but I leave it there with a sticky note on it. It says, thank you for picking up all my stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch.
Yeah. If I have, like, you know, especially if I have stuff outside of just the garbage can, but I got, like, you know, old pieces of furniture or whatever, I know it's, you know, it's above and beyond. So
913-586-7798. Jim and the others will get with you in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sam, you have some breaking sports news,
let's
apparently.
Hear it. I do. Scott Parks, you are a mega fan of a football team that is not here in Kansas City.
I love the Chiefs, but I bleed black and gold Pittsburgh Steelers.
Your first love was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well,
correct.
They've been having some quarterback troubles over the last how many years? When did they get rid of Big Ben?
3 years ago.
3 years?
They've been struggling to find a replacement. That's
yeah,
correct.
Well, they have found their replacement. And you better believe they're going straight to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh,
you're also
God.
A huge fan of Pat McAfee, correct?
I'm not a big fan of Pat McAfee.
Oh, sorry, I got
no,
that one wrong. I think
he's obnoxious. Well, you know,
50-50. I'm doing okay. Well, the Steelers' new quarterback happens to be...
Is this a starting quarterback?
The best friend of... Pat McAfee.
I don't even know who that is. It Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, four-time
oh,
NFL
man.
MVP.
You guys get that disease.
The Steelers, and he will fly to Pittsburgh on Friday and sign a one-year deal ahead of minicamp, sources tell the insiders.
Really?
Is he going to be competing with
Rodgers.
Russell Wilson for the job?
No, Russell Wilson went to the Giants.
His 21st season in the NFL, he's going to be wearing black and gold.
Oh, man, this is going to be hard for me. Because I can't stand Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. He needed to just
go away.
Fade away into greatness gracefully.
So I knew that I could make your day with that information. So you're welcome.
You know, I will not waver. I will not bend. And the Steelers will remain my favorite team. And that's okay.
And I mean, spin that terrible towel all season long.
If Aaron Rodgers ended up being the Chiefs starting quarterback, I would still cheer for the Chiefs.
I would have a serious problem.
Which was kind of
Chiefs.
Our old MO back in the day. We would end up with people in the twilight of their career as quarterback.
Well, there was a time, I'm trying to think, help me here, gang. And we're not a sports station, but you know, sports is part of the culture. I'm trying to think of a starting quarterback that we had drafted prior to Black Ledge in the late 80s. I mean, it was almost like we were the retirement home for anybody who used to quarterback the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Steve Bono, Joe Montana, Elvis Gerbach, all played for San Francisco before they came to Kansas City. Trent Green came from St. Louis. Great guy, by the way. Alex Smith was not a Kansas City draft pick.
He played for the 49ers also.
That's right. So there's four. You're right.
He was just still early enough in his career, though. He wasn't.
Now, the Steelers had like six chances to draft Shedeur Sanders.
I know.
They chose not to.
Six chances.
Well, they did. They did. I'll tell you this. There's a guy on my blog who I'm a good friend of his, or we're good friends, and he's a fellow Steelers fan. And we'll get together on Sundays and watch the Steelers. His name, I'm not making this up, his name is Franco. Now, I'll give you one guess who he's named after.
Mm-hmm.
Franco Harris. The
Immaculate catcher.
Yeah, the immaculate reception catcher. That's correct. And he and I were on the phone on draft day, and I'm like, why are they not taking Sanders? They don't have a quarterback. And Franco's like, because they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. Because they're going to get Aaron.
He said that?
He called it.
Wow.
Yep. And I go, please tell me that's not true. And he goes, why do you think they're not taking Sanders right now?
Now they still have Mason Rudolph. They have the K-State phenom, Will Howard.
Mason Rudolph is, oh, I mean, he's an okay backup, but he's more famous for having his helmet ripped off and smashed against his own head.
He has a strong skull.
He does have a strong skull.
We know that.
That was like Happy Gilmore. Remember that movie? He's like, well, I'm famous for taking my skate off and trying to cut a guy.
In all seriousness, and again, we're not a sports station.
No.
He is there to prime and groom Will Howard because they did draft a quarterback this year.
Who the hell is Will Howard?
He was the quarterback of K-State and then became the quarterback of Ohio.
Oh, I know I knew that name.
Pardon me. He's a national Ohio champion. State. Yeah.
So he doesn't suck, right?
I mean,
theoretically.
I mean, yeah.
The transition from college to, and I'm no sports expert either, but yeah, the transition. I don't think you can ever really predict who's going to go from the college level to the NFL level and excel.
So what you're saying is that this is going to be a quote rebuilding year for the Pittsburgh Steelers,
just like the last however many
three. They're just struggling to find their footing.
Hey, it's okay. We were there for the Chiefs for many, many years.
Did you guys hear about this story from Kelly's in Westport?
No.
The note written on the back of a receipt?
No.
Listen to this. From Fox 4. A local bartender named Heath is touted for saving a woman's life. I said, what happened? He said, a woman came in, she was stressed, and I was nice. Colleen Kelly, co-owner of Kelly's Westport Inn, telling Fox 4, in a message written on her receipt, the woman thanked Heath for saving her life, all because he was kind. Says Colleen Kelly, co-owner of Kelly's Westport, I'd like to think it's this trickle-down effect. If we treat them well, and they treat each other well, and then they treat the customers well, hopefully that customer treats somebody else well. The person who came in, I'm trying to look for the exact quote, wrote on the back of the receipt, Sam, here it is, wrote on the back of the receipt, your kindness saved my life. Thank you.
So they were going through a real bad day, maybe contemplating some pretty dark places.
Going where none of us really ever want to go, yes. Yeah.
Wow, that's a great story.
Good for Heath and good for Kelly's in Westport. And whomever this woman is, by the way, they're trying to find her. And says, Colleen Kelly, we're just really glad you're alive.
That's amazing.
You know, and this goes back to what we were talking about earlier this hour.
You don't know the bad day somebody's having.
Yeah. And when you don't get the service you think you're deserved or you think you're paying for, you don't know what kind of day they just had. Did they find out dad has cancer? Did they find out they do? Did they just find out that one of their best friends has passed? Or a relative? What kind of day are they having? You don't know.
One of my favorite memes that we've brought up a couple of different times on the program is a picture of a bunch of vehicles in traffic, and in very small text on each car is what that person is going through that day. Like, you never know. Did they cut you off? Are they driving slow? Are they driving fast? Is their wife in labor? Like, you don't know why they're doing what they're doing. Let them do whatever they're doing and try to maneuver around them in a respectful and kind way.
You know, I've heard a saying a lot lately. Bless them and change me.
Yeah. It's a good prayer.
Bless them, change me. 913-586-7798. I love this story out of Kelly's in Westport. Your kindness saved my life. Thank you. Wow. Wow. From the text line, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. He's 41. Need I say more?
Well, it's not just that. And I was an Aaron Rodgers fan. I think he's done great things in football.
Well, and then he went on the 30-day into the wilderness, sleeping in the dark weirdness.
It was only 4 days.
It was supposed to be 30.
The big drug trip sort of thing. And I don't know.
COVID.
Never done ayahuasca. What are you talking about? Ayahuasca.
And then when he lied to the team about his COVID vaccination.
That was not a good look.
And he's 41.
Just kind of a lightning rod, that's all.
913-586.
No big deal.
7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ.
You know what the song's got me thinking of? There's some
women that are American.
I mean, Lenny Kravitz. Oof. He's a.
By the way,
he's man crush worthy, I think.
I was just going to say, I've been accused of having a man crush on you, and that's probably true. And not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's plutonic.
But Lenny Kravitz, at what, 60?
Good looking man.
Is a good looking, fit, handsome devil. I can look at another man and tell if they are attractive to women. All right? Lenny Kravitz, if I was a woman, would be very attractive to me. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Sam, you seem to be pursed with your lips.
I'm just observing.
He's giving you a harumph on that. Give the governor a harumph. Now, what I was saying, though, is...
what?
I don't know where that little
Blazing Saddles,
came
one
from.
Of the best movies ever. Give the governor a harumph.
Okay.
I'm not going to quote it.
Be
That's
careful
the only quote.
Not to quote any more of that movie.
I know. It's a great movie.
Where are the white women at?
Somewhere down there, Tom Brenneman.
You went there. It's like the best scene of the movie.
Where are the white women at?
No, I was going to say, there's a lot of songs that the covers, I like the covers better than the original. That's one of them.
Ooh.
Jesse,
a little
why
help
do you
with
do
my
this?
Friend.
Why oh, sorry. We were about to get to a topic, and now we're just going to talk about music for the next 6 minutes.
I've learned the terminology here in radio. We're bouncing right now. I like to bounce.
That's right. We are bouncing. That is correct. Dare I say, and I know this is sacrilege for most people in the music community, I actually think Motley Crue's version of Helter Skelter is better than the Beatles.
Okay. I'm on board.
Okay, moving on.
Subtle, Sam.
Got it.
Oh, sorry, the button was stuck.
Was it stuck?
Yep.
NBC News. The Russian military will likely surpass 1 million casualties in its war on Ukraine this summer, according to one of the world's leading think tanks, reflecting the staggering human toll of President Putin's assault on his neighboring country. Roughly 250,000 Russian soldiers have died in 3 years. The Ukrainian military has also suffered heavy losses with 400,000 casualties, including 60,000 to 100,000 soldiers killed. Let me put this in perspective, if I may. This war has been going on for three, and I don't bring this up because you used to be in the military.
Mm-hmm.
I just find this fascinating and tragic and awful and inhumane. In the Vietnam War, which lasted 10 years, the United States lost roughly 52,000 people and had many hundreds of thousands of casualties. My father was one of them. In 3 years, the Russians have lost 250,000 soldiers, five times what the United States lost in 10 years in Vietnam. And the casualties are at a million.
Are all those just military, or there's a lot of civilian in there too?
With the Russians, no. It says, because the Ukrainians have gone out of their way not to attack civilian targets. The Russians, not so much, but they're evil.
Mm-hmm.
The story says 250,000 of these casualties are Russian soldiers who have died. Soldiers. They are literally wiping out an entire generation of young men. An entire generation.
I mean, remember back in the Wagner Group days before that guy got executed in his airplane.
Why would you think his airplane blowing up in mid-flight would be an execution after he tried to lead a rebellion against Vlad? Why do you say that?
Airplanes blow up all the time.
Yeah.
But remember, they were recruiting basically criminals. Hey, you get your freedom from prison, and these are hardcore, hardened criminals if you come out and you fight for the cause.
Yeah.
You know what we're leaving out is not only how many young Russian men have been killed, how many young Russian men have fled.
Yeah. But it's nothing new for Russia. I mean, this is the same thing that happened in World War II. Granted, they were fighting a necessary...
They were fighting an evil at the time. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
I mean, we were not friends with the Soviet Union in World War II. But, you know, if you'll come from the east, we'll come from the west, we'll meet in the middle and divvy it up when we get there.
Oh, that worked out well. Jeez.
Two tornadoes ripped through the Kansas City area on Tuesday afternoon. They have now confirmed both, I believe. No, check that. One was an EF1.
Correct.
I'm familiar.
That is the one that was in
Independence. Here we go.
Western Shawnee tornado.
Okay.
And then the one that touched down in the near parking lot at Arrowhead Stadium, an EF0.
Now, see, I know the difference between an EF0 and an EF1.
I've seen the damage. I've seen the destruction and devastation.
Because I am a survivor of an EF1.
Sam, we could have done music instead of this. We could have talked music.
You know, I could see the damage from my back window. Tore up the football field and the soccer stadium and everything.
Now, I would argue that porta potty, I mean, that's not no damage. That's some damage.
Oh, did you see the porta potty that was on its side at Kauffman?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's the damage that that this tornado wrought.
Mm-hmm.
It wrought. It put
a majestic word for an EF0.
It put a Johnny on the spot on its side.
Did Charlie survive the storms?
You know, it's fascinating you ask that. Charlie, the fake owl, did survive. However, I'm not happy about this because, you know, I've become a birder in my older age. Two beautifully made nests were knocked out of the fir tree in my backyard.
Aww.
And there were eggs in it, and they were broken.
Mm. You're a bird watcher?
When I get lonely and bored, I may look to the sky for some friends.
Okay.
Commander Jesse Reed joining us in studio, filling in for Dana Wright.
He was naming squirrels during the pandemic.
I was naming squirrels during the pandemic here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.